Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And seriously, you only can be part of the solution if you get informed. You're only going to be part of the solution if you have a clue as to what's going on. And it's easy to do. It ain't that hard, believe me. Right? You find the right people. You find the people that have the information that you can work with. Oh, come on. Really? I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, all we ever hear about is the immigrants that are coming over here from the Rio Grande, from the southern border, sneaking in, doing all kinds of stuff. But there are people that do love this country, that do want to deal with it differently. And when you look at why they love this country, matter of fact, the ones, I've told you this story a million times, when I was doing segments on CNN years ago, what I would do is they would send a, yes, that's right, they would send a limo for me. And the limo was an Iranian girl. She reminds me, though, it's Iranian. And she would come in. Finally, she kind of started opening up and talking a little bit. And I was talking with her. And I said, so how long have you been working for the company? And she kind of giggled. And she said, well, actually, I own the company. I have 11 limos. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. She said, yeah, she had moved here. I barely remember the story, but basically she moved from Iran to Germany. And, her dad felt that they were much more freer in Germany. And then what happened was when she decided that she wanted to move and there were things that she wanted to do, she had to get government approval for certain things. And she was not happy with that. She didn't like that. So she got an education in England and she came here and she went to school here. So she got her business degree. She got a real estate license. She got the limo. I mean, all of a sudden, and she's making decent money. She's selling property. She's got the limo business. But she said it back then. I'm going back 6 years ago, 5 years ago. And she said it back then. She would say to me, I don't understand you people. This is a great country. I couldn't have done this anywhere else. And all you people want to do is put this country down. And she was talking about us, Americans, people that were born here, that want to trash the country. And she said, I couldn't have done this anywhere else. I couldn't have been this successful anywhere else. There would have been all kinds of stuff in my way because I'm a woman. So there are so many immigrants, and I'm going to try to grab a couple. I've got a few lined up, maybe once a week, once every other week. And we'll bring them on and we'll discuss their trip here, how they came here, why they came here. Yeah, that's probably a bigger story. And what this country, I mean, for all intents and purposes, what this country has done for them. And we'll do the first thing right after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I hate to say it this way, but, I mean, technically, at this point, we're in a de facto state of war with the deep state. They want things the way they were. They want, you know, what's really funny, there were no Republicans and Democrats to speak of, you know, a few real ones. But when you look at what's going on now, you look at what's happening. Right? And you see who's stepping up. Who's stepping up to stick up for Trump right now? Where's Mitch McConnell? You've got Liz Cheney, who they're lauding as a great woman. The Democrats are, of course. Mitt Romney, they're talking about as a great guy. Neither one of them will back DeSantis or Trump. What does that tell you? So really, what does that tell you? Anyway, 855-ROGUE-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, for the first time in history, really, the Republic, we have government agents raiding the home of a former president. Now, they say they went in there because of the National Archives, but again, you heard me say it earlier, these guys went in with machine guns. Is Trump known for firefights? I'm just curious. I mean, seriously. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president before. That's according to, well, to Trump, and he's right. Nothing has ever happened like that. And you Merrick Garland? Man, I hope when the Republicans take over, I hope when we get the presidency, I am tired even with Trump. I'm sorry, guys, but even hearing him say over and over and over again, you know, that he was going to drain the swamp. He was going to get rid of so-and-so. She was going to do jail time. And I've read all kinds of stories about it. He was talked out of it. It wasn't the right thing to do, whatever. Not this time. If he gets in this time and he doesn't do it, then he's no better than the rest of them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You got to be part of, and the way you can become part of the solution is you get informed, right? I mean, don't be an uneducated. What is it? I would say, don't be an educated idiot, right? You think you know something, you really don't. Make sure you get the information. All right. So I've always talked about my family and their trek here from Italy. Apparently, they couldn't walk across the Atlantic and sneak in. They came here the right way, and what they've been able to make of themselves. See, none of them stayed on welfare all their lives. None of them came here. Matter of fact, for them, it was shameful to be part of the government. It was shameful to be on the government doles. Now, I know that people need help from time to time. I get it. I'm not opposed to that. Yes, even as a Republican conservative, you've got to help people out from time to time. But I don't want them moving in on the government roles. Right? That simple. So, every one of my family members that came here from Italy made something of themselves, became something. And when you love this country, when you see my aunt, who is 84 years old now, when I get her on the phone, I almost don't want to call her anymore because she gets so emotional about where this country is going based on what she's seen. And she grew up under fascism. Real fascism in Italy. So I've decided that, you know, maybe once a week or every other week we're going to bring on somebody who immigrated here, who actually loves this country, who actually sees how you can make a difference in this country, and probably could not have done the same thing anywhere else. So I'm delighted to have Dr. Harlene Gruhl with me, and she has an amazing story as to how she came here, how she became successful. Dr. Gruhl, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm excited. You know, I've got to know you over the last, I think, 6 months or so, and you've got an exciting story. You've got a real story about coming to this country and why you didn't go to Canada or someplace else. But why don't we start off when you started your journey over in Europe and you know, you pursuing your career and what brought you here?
Yeah, happy to share my story. Because I'm very proud of myself. I've worked very hard and done a lot to get to where I am, and I'd love to share that with everyone. So I was born in England. I lived there till I was 10. My parents wanted to move back to India because they wanted me and my brother to be raised in more of a conservative environment. So we moved back to India. I went to dental school in India, and once I was done, I decided I don't want to live here anymore. I wanted bigger and better things. I'd lived in Europe. I'd lived in England till I was 10. What I experienced was the NHS, the National Health Service, you know, as a child, going to medical and dental offices. And honestly, government-provided healthcare is not that great. And then we moved to India. When I saw things in India, India is survival of the fittest. It's, you know, 1/6 of the world's population, almost. So it's crazy with the amount of competition there is for everything. And you can't really live a very luxurious life, even if you're a middle class citizen. You can't even have air conditioning in the house. You don't have washing.
Whoa! You can't have air conditioning in the house. That's it. I'm out.
No, that's a luxury in India.
My God,
it really is.
Wow.
Having a washing machine, having a dryer, having hot water on auto—all that is a luxury for most Indians. So, just looking at how, you know, the quality of lifestyle, and I wanted to live in a place that was cleaner, that was more ethical, where you can just work hard and make money and live a nice quality life. And the place that I saw when I would watch movies was America. You know, I came here when I was 10 years old to go to Disney World. My parents brought me when I was 10 before we moved back to India. And I still have memories. The roads were so much bigger. The houses were bigger. The cars were nicer. England, everything was very tiny and small. India, it was so crowded and there's so much competition. So I just wanted a bigger, better life where I could achieve whatever I thought of and whatever I dreamt of. And that's what brought me to America.
Now, did anybody in and around you, whether it's family members or just friends or what have you, say, oh, you don't want to go to America. They've got this problem. They've got that problem. You know, you should be here with your family.
Absolutely not.
Really?
If I was to hand out 100 tickets to my family members in India to move to this country, they would jump on it immediately.
Interesting. So when you first got here, what did you do? I mean, when you came here, I think you went for more schooling, did you not?
I did. So I came with $5,000 in my pocket, and I never turned back and asked for a penny from my parents after that. I came in $5,000. I took all my entrance exams to get into the international dental program, because when you're a dentist from a foreign country, you still have to go through year 3 and 4 of dental school. Then you can get your license to practice in the United States. So I went to USC dental school. I took a student loan for about $250,000. My uncle co-signed it, so it wasn't a FAFSA loan. It was a private loan with a variable interest rate. as soon as I finished dental school, I chose to pursue a specialty in pediatric dentistry. So I went to Holyoke, Massachusetts. That was my first job. I was paid as a resident, and I started paying off my student loan. So after that, I got a job in Tucson, Arizona as a pediatric dentist, and, you know, I paid my student loan off in 5 years after that.
Wow. Yeah, you think if they pay off all the student loans, they're going to give you back a rebate or a refund? I don't know. I'm just asking. So. But you know, in some of the things you've done, the schools you've gone to, and again, looking here, could you have been, and we'll get to how successful you are in a minute, could you have been, do you think, as successful in India or even England?
Absolutely not. I feel this country has so much opportunity. All you got to do is work hard. There's not as much corruption. I can't even say as much. You go to India, you have to know people who know people who know people. You got to give everybody money under the table to get anything done. Here, at least,
sounds like Boston,
you know, for the most
go ahead,
part,
anyway.
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say like 90%. You know, things happen ethically. You just got to follow some law and order, do things the right way, and you, whatever you dream of, you can do in this country. You really can.
Well, I keep telling people that too, but see, that apparently that's a nasty way to put it, but I always say the same thing. Look, at if you, we used to call it, keep your nose to the grindstone, crank away, do the job, be better than anybody else, and you'll get the work.
Yep.
You know? All right.
Absolutely.
We gotta go for a break, because I believe in capitalism. We gotta pay for the show. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. We'll be back with our immigrant-loving pediatric dentist. Oh, that's gonna be great. Be back in a minute.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Top appropriators struck a deal Tuesday night on a government funding framework. In a statement, retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said appropriators have, quote, reached a bipartisan bicameral framework that should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the President, end quote. 20 Republicans demanded Tuesday that the U.S. House of Representatives impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas during the next Congress. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs held a press conference.
I expect the House Judiciary Committee to open an impeachment inquiry in the 118th Congress, formally investigate Secretary Mayorkas, and finally, to proceed to impeach him.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, don't be stupid. Right? You want to make sure you have the information before you move forward on anything. Because otherwise, like, what's going to end up happening, really, you're going to come off with something really stupid. People are going to make fun of you. And then anything you say from that point on won't really make any sense. Or they won't trust you. Let me put it that way. So I always say, before you go writing something, saying something, or arguing with someone, please get informed. I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Harlene Gruhl. She's a pediatric dentist. Oh, God. I can't imagine. How many finger marks? I mean, how many teeth marks do you have in your fingers when the kid's biting down on your fingers while you're working on them? You know?
I mean, that's why I stopped seeing kids and I started seeing more adults now.
And they don't bite? So.
Don't bite.
So, we were talking about you coming to this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a pediatric dentist. And also practicing general dentistry because I love doing aesthetic dentistry and crowns and bridges and everything. I don't want to give up my skills.
Yeah, that's got to be... I you know what? I'm sorry. I don't even want my fingers in my own mouth, let alone anybody else's. It's really kind of interesting. But I can see when you're all done, final result, somebody looks better, they got a nice smile, they're happy. I understand. I don't know how true this is. I'm sure you do. But my understanding is, if you have teeth health, if your teeth are healthy, you end up feeling better all the way around, right?
Of course, because, teeth are used for smiling, talking, that's expressing, eating, chewing, speech, a lot of stuff. And we got to keep them healthy because periodontitis can lead to cardiac issues.
Wow.
So it's important for your heart health.
That sounds exciting. All right, so back to you coming to this country. So, you come here, you go to school where when you first got here?
USC.
I'm sorry. All right, so you go to USC in California. And then you went another stop, though, did you not? You went, didn't you go to Arizona or something? Or do I have to mix up with somebody else?
I went to Holyoke, Massachusetts. By the way,
I'm from Massachusetts. It's Holyoke.
Holyoke. Okay.
You're an informed person. You're an educated person. I just thought I'd maybe help you out there a little bit. So it's Holyoke.
Okay.
So anyway. So you went from here to there and then back here again?
Then I was in Tucson, Arizona for 5 years.
Wow. Well, you moved around a bit. You're not too You seem not too settled there. I mean, seriously. So where were the people? Where were the people? What area did you like the most? I know this is kind of a goofy question, but really, seriously, did you find the people of Massachusetts different than the ones in Arizona, different than the ones in California?
I don't know, to be honest. Like,
they couldn't all be the same. Massachusetts people are a little gruff, you know?
A little rough. Yeah, East Coast, yeah, I guess they're, you know, a little rough around the edges.
Gee, thank you. I appreciate that.
Tucson was people. I feel like people were a lot more laid back in Tucson, probably compared to Los Angeles. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Compared to LA. Okay, that's shocking.
Yeah, they were more laid back. I don't know. I actually really like Tucson. If I ever retire, I'm going to go live in Tucson.
Interesting. All right. So, where'd you meet Honey?
I met him on the East Coast, so I was in Holyoke, Massachusetts. He was in upstate New York in Binghamton doing his residency there.
Okay.
So we were introduced and we met there, and then he got into his neurology residency program in Tucson at the University of Arizona. He moved there. I was still in Holyoke. Then we got married, and then we moved in together in Tucson.
Oh, my God. That sounds like you did that backwards. Shouldn't you have moved in together first, and then... All right, anyway, I won't beat that one, but okay, anyhow.
I'll tell a story on that one. When I came to this country from USC, like, my parents took me to India to be raised there so I could be raised in a nice, like I said, a more conservative environment. So I knew things the way they normally should be. You're a boy and a girl, you get married, then you live together, and then you have children. And so when I moved here, I started going to school, so one of the professors called me. He said, oh, where are you from? I said, from India. Are you married? I said, no. Next question was, do you have any kids? And I said, well, I just told you I'm not married. How can I have kids?
Ooh.
And his answer, well, you don't understand biology, do you?
That's funny.
So, it was just a natural answer for me because that's just how I'm raised and the environment I grew up in.
That's funny. All right, so Honey, is he from India too?
No, he's born and raised here. He was born in Delaware.
Okay.
And lived on, you know, the East Coast for a little bit in Ohio. And then he moved here to California when he was around 10.
Okay. All right. So now you come, you meet Honey, you move back here to California, and you start a business.
Yes.
I don't want to pull this hard.
We started. Yep.
So tell me, because again, you're coming from a country, you're coming from an area that doesn't necessarily promote entrepreneurship. It doesn't necessarily provide, and I would imagine, I'm just guessing here because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, that women are not held in high esteem as far as, you know, having their own businesses, having the ability to do those kind of things from what I've read.
Right. I mean, you know, times are obviously changing in India. My family was always very supportive, so I was very lucky. They always, you know, wanted the best of education for me because that's one thing nobody can take away from you. Whether you use it or not, that's up to you, but at least you have it, right?
Right.
So they always wanted to send me to the best of schools, and my mother herself is an entrepreneur, so I learned a lot of things from her. She has her own clothing boutique studio in India. And I saw her and my dad both work very hard all their life. So, you know, and that's what I want to teach my children. They see me and my husband are both working very hard. And they know that, you know, to succeed in life, you work hard, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and that was always, because, you know, my family were immigrants, too, and they knew, my grandfather used to talk about it when they got here, he knew that, you know, if they worked hard, if you know, that they didn't have to worry about it, well, you do today, but they didn't have to worry about a corrupt government, they didn't have to worry about, you know, somebody knocking on the door for their 10% or what have you, and they knew that here they could have a shot at it, they could actually make their lives better, if you would. So, and you saw that, apparently you saw that too. And what was the first business you took a shot at?
So the first business was my husband's neurology practice. So we opened up his private practice. We moved here in 2017. I quit doing dentistry for a few years because I didn't want to be around the laughing gas, and I was starting to get pregnant because of complications. So I left that, had my first baby. We moved here in 2017. We opened up his neurology practice and, you know, started managing my father-in-law's pain management practice. Turned, you know, income increased significantly in both. I put systems, processes in place, and then I thought, you know, I need to still do my own thing. So then I opened up my dental office.
Wow. And again, any kind of hesitancy from a standpoint of some of the things that were ingrained in you from being in other countries, you know, being in India or being in England, was there a hesitancy going, look, I don't know how this government operates. I don't know. I mean, where I grew up, your first question is, who do I have to pay to get started here? Right? I mean,
right.
So that's how I grew up. I would imagine the level of corruption used to be in other countries was worse. I mean, seriously.
Oh, worse, yes.
How did you even know how to go about starting the business or getting rolling in this? I'm curious because it's not something that seems to be taught in other areas.
The inherent nature in me is I never say no to anything. I'll say yes, and then I'll figure it out. I literally, my hashtag is figure it out. I will figure it out.
I can tell you my personal experience. Yes, she will figure it out. I guarantee it. All right, so now...
I don't do anything, and I won't leave any stone unturned.
Yeah.
Whether I got to go to China to get the answer, I will get the answer.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the cultural shock coming to California, or coming to this country, if you would, when we come back, and then we'll talk about your business.
Yes.
Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-JOE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Once you get involved, you get informed. Or actually, I should say, get informed, get involved, and then engage. Some of you who engage mouth before engaging brain really make it hard for the rest of us. And I always say to you, don't leave us sitting there cleaning things up for you. Okay, that what took place yesterday at Trump's home, for all intents and purposes, this is the president's home, was so egregious. And as I said earlier in the show, we are now, I think, we're now at the beginning of that war with the deep state. They believe they can do anything to us and get away with it. This is what's going to cause, and I'm not looking for it, but this is what I believe will cause, end up causing a violent type of scenario. You want to draw those people with guns out? You want to draw those people with fists out, black belts and everything? I mean, seriously, how long do you think Americans are going to put up with this? You know, the first revolution was over the same kind of thing. And by the way, for those of you, would please do your homework. The first revolution wasn't just about taxation. There were 27 grievances that they had. Taxation was like 17th or something like that. Anyway, Dr. Harlene Gruel joins me, and we're, you know, I told you, I'm kicking off a series of doing immigrants who love this country, who came here for the right reasons, who came here because they want a better life for themselves, for their children, for their families, and not just came here because they want to send money home. Sorry, but that's, look, when you see the interviews that have been being done at the border or have been done over the years at the border, many of those people, they don't want to be citizens. They want to work and send money home. That's all they want to do. And what we've forgotten about in this country is you don't always have to become a citizen to be here. You can get a legal residency card. So I don't know, again, it's like everything else we do. We beat it to death, we go to the far end of issues, and we don't have to. Anyhow, that's not why you're here. Dr. Harlene Gruhls joins me because she came to this country. She wanted a better life. She wanted a better shot. She made successful businesses. I want to talk to you about culture shock coming from India or England here to America and specifically to California. What were some of the things that first stand out in your mind? Go, wait a minute. They do that, or they do this, or that isn't right. Like a woman asking you a question after finding out you weren't married, ask you if you had any kids.
I think that, you know, just that, how nonchalant people were about, you know, having children out of wedlock. It's difficult as it is having children when you're married to divide the tasks up and, you know, take care of them. Just people being okay with being single parents, you know, it's difficult for the child more than anyone else, I think, psychologically, financially, supportively, in every way. You know, everything in life you do better as a team rather than being alone. So, you know, just seeing that was one of the biggest culture shocks for me. I knew it existed, of course, but it's not as prevalent in India.
Yeah, you know, again, some of the you know, basic values or what have you that they really believe in and live by, we may talk about them a lot. Yes. That's kind of my joke here, is we talk about these things a lot, but we don't really fight for them, or we don't really live by them, if you would. And I think that's a big culture when people come to this country.
Yeah.
And the difference is in education as well. I mean, you and I have talked about education before, the educational system, the way it works, and what's required of the kids to get out of school to graduate. Big difference there, too, isn't there?
Oh, yes. You know, my biggest thing about schools, public schools, is why do we not have uniforms?
You just made 100 enemies, but go ahead. I don't mind. No, it makes it easier. You don't have to tell your kids what to wear. You don't have to check their clothes the night before. You know what they have to have on. And nobody knows what class or where you are in the socioeconomic rung when you have uniform,
yeah.
Right?
Right. And, you know, you're more focused on studying and learning rather than focusing on what you're wearing. And then all these kids have competitions and they want to wear designer clothes and this and that. So it's just, you know, everybody should be at the same level field in an educational setting.
Now, in the schools, like I know in Japan, they require the kids to clean the schools, right? And I don't mean the big, heavy
stuff.
So did I. What's that?
I said I cleaned my school, too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. We had every day. I went to a Catholic boarding school. So every day we were assigned different things to clean.
Now, that's interesting, okay? I'm going to go down a religious road with you for a second. I would imagine, I don't know this to be true, but my understanding is what is the predominant religion in India?
Hinduism.
Okay. So here you are grown up in an environment, a Hindu environment, if you would, and now you're going to a Catholic school. How does your brain rectify all that? How does it tie all that together?
Because I went there straight from England. When my parents moved back to India, I went straight to boarding school, which was Sacred Heart School, Dalhousie, in the Himalayas. So it wasn't that much of a culture shock to me.
Okay.
Because the nuns were from Belgium and Ireland.
Irish nuns. That's good. Irish nuns and Italian nuns. My God, you might as well have prize fighters in the classroom with you. Anyway. Yeah, different. Like I said, it's got to be different because I know that even kids that came to Boston from different areas, and it was a culture shock to them. You know, when you go to Boston, there's a Catholic church in every corner, for God's sakes, you know?
Right.
So, all right, well, then, you know, again, just thinking that through. All right, so let's come back to your businesses. You've started several businesses here. Very successful businesses. And, you know, your pediatric dentistry, that had to be your heart at first. Why the kids? Why go towards the kids? Did you think it was going to be easier? More fun? I mean, seriously.
No. Nobody wanted to become a pediatric dentist in my class. But I wanted the challenge.
They must have knew something you didn't, apparently.
Yeah, I always want to do something that I think, oh, that's hard. And I always want to do that because I love taking on the challenge.
Well, you're doing successful. When you see what's going on in this country right now, and you see how Americans are talking about this country, you hear how much is being put down by some. Do you just want to start yelling at the TV set? Do you want to just start what's wrong with you people? Where's your mind at with that?
I do. Like, I'm really frustrated as well. Like, you know, people like us that came to this country, we came here for a reason. Those reasons still exist, and, you know, this is just the way we're being divided, and just the media just portraying things they shouldn't be, and hiding things they should be portraying. So it's really sad just seeing what's happening, and most people aren't thinking. They're just following blindly.
Yeah, it's interesting because some of the immigrants I talk to also, one of the things they've always brought up is, look, you know, we knew that if we got to America, you had what we call the rule of law. We knew that it was a society where everybody had equal chances, everybody had the ability to succeed. And, you know, now when you talk to some of them, it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't seem that way. It seems like, you know, someone getting a leg up over others. It seems like the best way to come here is to come here illegally, and you get, you know, everything that somebody who spent 5 or 10 years and $20,000 to come here is just barely starting to get. So it's really irritating in every way, if you think about it.
Right.
So, I don't know. Again, it's amazing to me. You've got little kids, right? Two little kids?
Two.
12 little kids? How many kids you got?
Yes. Okay. Two. 4 and 5 years old.
Four and five. Oh, so you're truly still just starting out.
Yes.
And are you concerned, without mentioning the school, though, are you concerned when you see what the kids are learning in school? You know, you talked about earlier, you were confused when you told a woman you weren't married that you didn't have kids. Now you're seeing what they're teaching kids in school. Are you concerned about that bleeding off into your kids?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why my kids will not go to public school. You know, it's a very political blue message that's being taught in public schools, and which shouldn't be. So all I want my children to do going to school is learn, and learn some morality, in fact. Learn some morals, respect, and be kind. I want them to learn those kind of things, and that everybody is equal. Nobody is divisive. You know, we don't even need to talk about it. There's no need to talk about any of that.
No, when you were in India, what have you? These aren't things that are taught. These aren't things that you know, what's being talked
not
about
all.
Here. It's reading, writing, arithmetic, science, that kind of stuff. Is it not?
No, all this stuff should be left to the parents to teach their children the way they want to in their homes.
Yep.
Without any government influence.
Good luck with that now. Anyway, you know, listen, I've gotten to know the doctor over the last, like I said, 6 months or so, and she's very, you know, the other thing that you do, we don't have enough time to get into it deeply, but she actually gets back to the community as well, and part of that comes with understanding and realizing and wanting to be part of the culture. You didn't lose your culture. You didn't lose your character. You just gained the American culture as well. Dr. Harley, good to have you on. I appreciate your time with me. God bless, people.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?